Diablo 4 has arrived. As the forces of hell gather, only you can stand in their way. Journey across the expansive open world of Sanctuary. Choose from 5 powerful classes, then progress them to fit your playstyle. Adventure with your friends in up to 4-player co-op with cross-play and cross-progression on all platforms. Welcome to hell. Diablo 4, available now. Rated M for mature. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more.
Hi guys, welcome back to Stinker Anarchy. This is your host Ekta, and I have another fabulous guest for you guys today. I'm a huge fan of this line because I think that there's a lot of stuff out there when it comes to tools we use and devices we use, and it's just so confusing. So I really appreciate this line, which is called Stacked Skincare. And I have with me the founder and also a very experienced and renowned esthetician, Carrie Benjamin. Welcome to the show, Carrie. I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's such an honor to host you. I would love to learn from you. I actually wanted to get started by learning about your aesthetic background because, you know, I know it's quite the journey going that route, you know. So I would love for you to tell us, you know, how you got into that track and then everything that led up to the brand.
Yeah. Well, thank you for hosting me and asking. So I have had a lifelong battle with pretty severe and chronic eczema. And that ultimately led me to leaving my former career and becoming an esthetician. I suffered with the eczema and then a series of MRSA infections, one that landed me in the hospital. So really after that, I realized that I really needed to figure out how to heal my own skin because these doctors just weren't helping me. So I decided to leave my career in high tech and digital media and transition into skincare. And I really wanted to become an esthetician to really learn about skincare to help myself and to help other people. So that's really my journey to get here.
I love that. No, I really love that. And I love that you said that you wanted to help other people. I mean, eczema is a very, very difficult. I mean, I'm sure, you know, I'm telling you, you should be telling me. It's a very difficult thing to deal with. There's a lot of stuff around it, you know, when it comes to mental health, your own self appearance, like a lot of things, right? So I want you to talk to us about that a little bit. Like, what was that journey like for you in terms of like, you know, just, you know, how did that feel? How did that make you feel? How to deal with that?
Well, it's so interesting that you bring that up because, you know, when I was growing up, I didn't grow up, you know, with social media and the internet days. And so it was extremely isolating. You know, nobody really talked about stuff back then. Right. And you didn't really have these like social networks that were so accessible to you. So, you know, a lot of times I was really literally uncomfortable in my own skin and really didn't have a lot of people to talk to about it. And there weren't a lot of advancements in allergies and in skincare. So I think I spent a lot of time in my childhood feeling very isolated. I used to get it really all over my body. A lot of times I would have it on my face, like on my eyes. And people used to say that, you know, I looked like I was in pain, you know, and when you're a little girl, you hear that and you think you're ugly. So, you know, that's another reason why you sort of would want to be more isolated. You're uncomfortable and then you don't feel very, you know, pretty. So, you know, I think I had a lot of empathy for my clients. I really specialized in treating acne and hyperpigmentation and sensitive skin. And I loved helping my clients. And I understood that feeling of like feeling better in your skin and feeling comfortable and having that empathy around having skin issues, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, I can't imagine, you know, as adults, we deal like, you know, we hear stories all the time, you know, someone has eczema or rosacea and they're like, you know, really struggling. But as a child, yeah, I definitely can understand, you know, it's a lot to deal with. So, and I'm so glad that someone like you has created a line that is, you know, solution oriented for this, because I'm not going to lie, you know, even being in the medical field, I see a lot of, you know, like the pharmaceutical, big pharma pushing things, right? For like eczema, psoriasis, all this. And I'm sitting here thinking like, how many of the people that are in this, behind this actually have dealt with this problem, you know?
Right. And it's, you know, everybody is different. And I think that there's some general things that I've definitely learned about skin and skincare that work for me. And I think in general could work for a lot of people, but then there's also, you know, nuances to, of course, eczema and, you know, some other skin conditions.
Of course. Of course. Now I want to ask you, because, you know, Stax Skincare is, it's a beautiful line. I love that you have such sophisticated and just beautiful technology in the line. And I want you to go into that, because, you know, I see a lot of people, as I'm sure you know, they're on TikTok, they're on social media, they're using all sorts of devices. You know, those crazy micro needle rollers that came out like 2-3 years ago that nobody knew how to use and everyone was getting infections and stuff, like that stuff compared to, like, you know, just really good stuff. I want you to speak on that a little bit, you know, because, you know, when I look at a line like yours, I'm thinking, you know, I wish this was, people need to propagate this, you know what I mean? Rather than the $5.99 derma on Amazon Beauty. You know what I mean?
Kind of I agree. Yeah. Let's propagate. I was talking about dermaplaning and microneedling and ice rolling, you know, a decade ago, and the benefits of it. And, you know, the foundation of my skincare line, I really developed this methodology in my spa and working with my clients of combining or stacking modalities and actives to drive the ingredients down deeper for maximum efficacy. And based on what type of skin concern we're dealing with, you know, might be a different tool and different active ingredients to solve those skin concerns. And so that was my aha moment of, you know, this is what my skincare product line is going to be. So I branded Stax Skincare, trademarked Stax Skincare, and then quickly went to work on building the consumer line. And so I hired an industrial designer to come down here and watch me do facials all day. And, you know, he was videoing and sketching. And so, you know, to answer your question, you know, we put a lot of thought into how we design and manufacture these tools to make sure that they're super high quality, that they're sustainable, that, you know, that you're going to get great results at home. And they're going to be long lasting tools that aren't gimmicky, and that they're going to be safe to use. So, you know, everything that we do here is designed with a lot of intent and purpose. And, you know, I only design and launch tools and topicals that I know are going to be effective, and safe to use at home. And we try to really educate our customers and the audience in general on how to use them and what they're going to be good for.
Yeah, no, I mean, I can see that. And also, you know, having tried the product, it's just it's a completely different feel, you know, and that's really why I brought it up, because, you know, I'm not gonna lie, being in this, you know, being the host of this podcast, I've tried a lot of products at this point. And I, you know, like when I mentioned the Amazon $5 rollers, you know, like if you look at them, you can just tell, like, there's no craftsmanship here. There's no real, like, thought behind it. But then when I look at your products, which are very well designed, there is, like, you know, you can tell that there's, like, sophisticated engineering behind it. It's really, I mean, like, that is, like, such an obvious difference. And that's why I'm trying to highlight that, because there's so many people out there that are still using such devices, right? Like, they're still using, like, the, over, you know, just the really cheap options. And it makes me cringe, because I'm like, well, one of the things that people don't understand about these kind of technologies, and you know, feel free to jump in at any point, but like, the one thing they don't understand is that you have to be very precise in, like, what it's doing on your skin surface. Like, how deep is it going? How much, you know, how many millimeters of, like, whatever, you know, shaving or whatever you call it is going on. Those kind of parameters need to be discussed when any kind of tools in this industry. So I want you to speak on that a little bit, you know, in terms of the process of crafting all of the tools that you have available, and, like, the research component behind them, and the, you know, R&D really. Tell us all about that.
And thank you for noticing that. And I sometimes say to myself, am I over innovating? So, you know, most companies, most brands are just purchasing stuff off Alibaba and, you know, pretty much slapping their label on it, where we actually, you know, engineer everything. So we go through an entire design process, and really, you know, like I said, put a lot of thought into, like, what the handle is, what the weight is supposed to be, how should it be curved or not curved? How should the, you know, how do we attach it to the handle so that we make sure that it's securely attached, but that you can also get it off to have a replacement one. And, you know, what is the weight supposed to be like? And, you know, make sure that every aspect of these tools is not only going to be effective, but safe and as sustainable as possible and unique. And more luxury, more, you know, we, you know, all of our handles are, you know, die cast aluminum. So, you know, really sustainable, basically indestructible handles. So if you don't lose it, all you got to do is replace the roller heads or the blades. And I continue to look for different ways that we can continue to use our handles. And we're coming out with some other new heads that, you know, that can expand the assortment while still using the same handle that you have.
I love that. I really love that. And talk about sustainability, you know, that's like the essence of sustainability is this like interchangeable, you know, aspect when it comes to, you know, like just razors or anything, like, you know, change the part that needs to be changed. Don't throw the product out. You know, the beauty, I feel like, you know, talks a lot about sustainability, and they talk about, you know, a lot of the brands obviously are just like, you know, topical products, right? So they talk about, well, we don't want to waste product. We don't want to throw away plastic. But it's like, when you look at the tools, like, for example, you know, I remember when Clarisonic first came out, right? And I was like, well, how many people are like throwing away their, you know, throwing away Clarisonic versus like one of the ones you get at CVS, right? Where you can't interchange the head or like you can't change it. You know? So it was something that even back then I was thinking about, because those are also, you know, very important things to consider. And especially with the plastics that are involved. So I think this is a really, really niche area of sustainability when it comes to like skin tools and devices. Cool.
Yeah, we try to limit the plastic usage on the tools. Look, I think it is really hard to be a consumer brand, especially a small company. I think there's a lot of like greenwashing going on around sustainability. I think we try our best. You know, we use glass for our, you know, our skincare products, but it is really hard to achieve a certain level of sustainability. But you know, it's always on the top of my mind. And I do what I can, but specifically with our tools, for sure, using, you know, aluminum and sustainable materials and finding innovative ways to continue to use the same handles that we already have out in the market, but come up with new products that are going to, you know, solve specific skin concerns for our customers.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. And I like that you said what you said about the sustainability thing, because I'm not going to lie to you. You know, I'm not that consumer that's going to be like, well, how many green things does it have on the bottle? You know, how good it is or how sustainable it is. No, like I need something that works, and I completely get you. And that can still be sustainable. I consider your brand fully sustainable. I mean, you know, I look at it, the products are quality. You're getting a quality product. You're, you know, using it for many, many, many months, you know, if not longer. And it's something you can really rely on. That to me is more geared towards sustainability than say some other arguments. You know what I mean? Because it's like, I've made that point, like on my podcast, I've made it before. I'm like, you know, you want to buy products that you can use for a long time. And so that's what real sustainability is. So I, you know, wanted to point that out. But one thing I actually also want to really talk about, and for everyone listening, this is really close to my heart, is the hygienic aspect of using tools. For example, you have your dermaplaning at home kit, you have some dermaplaning products, you know, in general, microneedling tools. And one thing that people need to, I think, hone in on, and I think as consumers, we might not fully understand, is the idea of being hygienic whenever we do at-home treatments. So I would love for you to tell us about that, like that whole aspect of the brand. And when you were innovating the line, you know, how did you approach that aspect?
Well, for the tools, you know, I always tell people, just keep a bottle of, you know, isopropyl alcohol in a spray bottle on your, you know, in your bathroom. So, you know, with the tools, you can reuse them. You know, the blades, we tell people to use it up to 4 times, and the roller heads, you want to swap them out monthly. And in between uses, you want to make sure that you're disinfecting them with isopropyl alcohol. And then, you know, we have caps that are really nicely fit onto each head, and they snap into place, so they keep it safe from bacteria and also preventing yourself from hurting yourself. And so, you know, isopropyl alcohol and then swapping out the heads on a regular basis as recommended will, you know, ensure that, that you're keeping things, you know, disinfected and, you know, free from bacteria.
Absolutely. And that makes sense. And I'm glad that you brought up what to use to clean it. That's really important. You know, I think that it's for me, the reason I'm even, you know, harping on that is because I think that, you know, brands sell a lot of things and nobody really talks about, well, this is the proper way, you know, even though it's an at-home product, this is the proper way to use it. And I think that's what really makes Stacked Skincare for me as a consumer stand out, because, you know, I look at the products and I'm like, this looks like somebody with a medical and engineering background designed it. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, it's a safety blanket. It makes me feel better knowing that as a consumer. So,
well, I appreciate that.
Yeah. I mean, it's true. Now, one thing I will say, you know, just to lighten it up a little bit, your ice roller is one of my favorite products. And I want to get your take, because there's a lot of brands that have these like glass globes these days. I look at those globes and I'm like, oh my God, this is like one accident away of breaking on somebody's eye area. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's glass and it makes me so
nervous. This is a, yeah, I know. And they're just, I mean, they look like little mariachis or something or whatever. So this is another area that I think we really innovated on. It took us a long time to design that ice roller. From, you know, from concept to basically production, when we're talking about tools, can take, you know, probably like 2 years through iterations and prototyping, et cetera. But I really love this ice roller. It's completely unique to the market. I mean, it's an egg-shaped barrel. It's on a really nice rolling mechanism, and it's a solid piece of stainless steel. So it stays, I leave mine in my freezer. I even leave one on my desk. Like, you can just, it's just kind of cold, right? Because it's stainless steel. So none of the other ones really do that on the market. None of them have that rolling mechanism. A lot of them are just really bulky and chunky on your face. So they don't really fit into the natural grooves of your eye socket or your jawline. And they really don't stay cold long. And to your point, most of them don't roll. So pretty much all of the ones that you see on the market, with the exception of ours, are literally just being bought from Alibaba. You can go buy and for an extreme premium. Like, you can go purchase those on Alibaba for a few bucks, and most people are selling them for $130 or whatever, or you can buy them on Amazon for cheaper, but they're not very user-friendly. And I agree with you that they could be a little dangerous with regards to, you know, if you drop it or...
dangerous. And I'm sure, like, you know, like, if you ask any esthetician, they're going to tell you, don't put glass near your face, right? Like, that's not what you want to do, is put like breakable things near your eye area. I mean, that's my biggest problem, is I think that this industry, you know, their trends come and go, but then one trend starts. I remember I saw those rollers like somewhere, and then every brand had them. So when I tried product, I was like, oh my gosh, thank you. You know, this is exactly what I need. I need something that rolls on its own. I don't have to like twist my arm in 15 different ways to work, you know? So this is, it's a whole different level. It's a different playing field, is, you know, my point.
I really appreciate you understanding that. I think that consumers, or I know that they really don't get that. I don't think that they just look at price points, right? And they don't see, you know, the innovation around what I've done, and that it truly is a different experience and product. And if you use our dermaplaning versus somebody else's, our microneedling tool or our ice roller, you will notice a difference in how it performs, how it feels, and ultimately, you know, how long it lasts.
Exactly. And also, I think another important point that I really wanted to bring up during our interview was the fact that people need to practice like proper usage techniques, right? And I feel like with brands like yours, you're building that into your product. So, like, you know, we're talking about the ice roller, so that's, you know, we can keep using that as an example. It's built in, you know, how to use the product is built into it. So the barrel rolls on its own, you know, when you use it, you don't have to think about it. You don't have to come up with unique, crazy ways to use, you know, these kind of little things, I feel like, really add up, because they contribute to your experience, first of all, but also your results. And so, you know, and also, like, you know, people sticking to it. Sticking to a routine, like, all of these subtleties, they come in and they are the reason why you know, like, I feel like people ignoring these subtleties is the reason why we have such a saturation in this industry, because you just keep making the same stupid product. You know what I mean? Like, it's not working. So like, right, one brand, now 10 brands are doing the same stupid thing. So that's where I get very frustrated. And that's where I also appreciate your brand, because it's not doing that. There's no redundancy here.
That's so refreshing to hear. From an entrepreneur's perspective, I really appreciate it, because I really do spend a lot of time thinking about, like, how can I make this better? You know, and what's a better way to do it? What's a safer way to do it? What's a more effective way to do it? And what's a more unique way to do it? So I really appreciate you appreciating that.
Oh yeah. No, it's easy to appreciate, you know, quality. But I wanna ask you about your the website. The website's wonderful, by the way, everyone listening. If you're, you know, listening to the episode, you want to check out the brand alongside, definitely go to stackedskincare.com and look around as we're talking, because the website, I feel like, shows you everything. But the unique thing is the products, like, all have this, like, tutorial kind of aspect to it, you know? So the education thing, I really like, you know, that you've included in the brand itself. So I want you to speak to us about that, Carrie, like the education aspect, especially with your aesthetics background. You know, what is your approach to educating consumers?
So it's one of my top pillars. You know, it's our job, right? Like, obviously I want to sell people our products and tools, but my number one job is to, you know, help people. And so empowering people with education and information, you know, via videos and blogs, tutorials, et cetera, is, you know, one of the number one things that we do at the company. And in fact, hopefully in the next 2 weeks, we're going to be launching a new website that's going to be even better, more organized, bring some stuff more to the forefront. But it's, you know, it's really a really important part of my job is to make sure that we're empowering, you know, whether it's our customers or people that just come to browse around, with really great information from a trusted resource. We also have, you know, free skin consultations. So you can jump on with one of our skincare experts, and they will do virtual consultations with you. And we can talk about your skin concerns, and we can certainly go through our products. And we'll even, if you just want to buy our tools and talk about the skincare products that you have at home, you know, and how to use it with our tools, like, we'll do that too. So, you know, I think, you know, number one is I want to be that trusted resource for people to be able to come and get the information that they need and rely on.
Yeah. And approachability. I love that you said that. You know, I love that you said that it's free and that people can really reach out to your team, because, you know, approachability is a huge aspect, I feel like, in the beauty industry. You know, a lot of brands are very, I guess you could say, a little intimidating, you know, like the really big conglomerate brands that are just too big for life kind of thing. It's very hard to get a hold of anybody that can really kind of answer, you know, questions. And I think sometimes consumers, you know, this is just my personal theory, but I think consumers are a little self-conscious, because I'm not gonna lie, when all of the tool things came out and people were really, really, like, kind of, you know, it was blowing up all over social media and whatnot, What I noticed was nobody asking questions. It's like everybody was just like, oh, I get it. I understand. And I'm like, do you though? Like, I don't think you do. And I don't see anybody answering the questions that, you know, so that for me, like, it serves as a problem. And that's why I asked you about the education thing, because I feel like, you know, to be transparent in that way is allowing for this, like, you know, environment for consumers to want to learn, you know, rather than just saying, oh, okay, I'm just going to buy it.
Well, we welcome all of the questions. You know, we've got hello at email. We've got, you know, people DMing us all day. We've got, you know, the consultations. It's like, reach out. You know, we want to help and you know, and create content that we know we can see people are, you know, asking for.
Yeah, no, I mean, it makes sense. And I love that you have that available for everybody. Now, one thing, okay, so I know that the brand is very, very diverse. You guys have covered a lot of areas of skin health. I mean, it's truly remarkable, you know, that you've created such a diverse and such an inclusive way of like representing all of the different needs we have, right? For our body care, our facial care, all sorts of things. So that's one thing I really want to get your advice on is how was that as an entrepreneur building something that is just, you know, it's like so many different, I guess, levels, right? Because body care is so much different than facial care. And I just want you to speak on that a little bit.
I guess, you know, through treating, so through my skincare practice, like, you know, I did a lot of facials, but I also treated a lot of acne as well. And so I wanted to be able to provide solutions for that. You know, we know that people have, you know, especially like me, like, so my body peel, for example, like I used to treat a lot of acne in my skincare practice, but, you know, I used to have really bad eczema on my shins when I was developing my body peel. And so that was sort of the inspiration for it. Our peels, both for the face and the body, are multi-acid peels. And what I learned is peels are so great for everybody. You know, they're a gentle, effective way to exfoliate the skin, but then the different acids, do different things. And so, you know, a multi-acid peel is kind of like a one-stop shop for everybody. And so, so that's why I developed them, you know, for people like me who have sensitive skin, like eczema, that is going to be able to really benefit from that, to people that have, you know, keratosis pilaris, you know, the little chicken bumps, or the strawberry legs, from people who have severely dry skin, dealing with hyperpigmentation or even body acne. So, and then also because of my eczema, and having severely dry skin, that's why we have our body serum. You know, I really wanted to develop a product that was super hydrating, but not feel greasy and overwhelming. So you could, you know, get out of the shower and, you know, get yourself moisturized. I actually leave mine in the shower. I put it in a spray bottle so that it was really easy to spray on my skin while my skin was still wet from the shower. It will, you know, sort of trap that moisture in, you know, really moisturize the skin, but still allow me to get dressed without having that, you know, greasy feeling and ruining my clothes. So I, you know, really think a lot of what I do is I draw from my own personal experience, as well as from my experience treating, you know, thousands of clients in the spa.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's interesting because that really is what ties everything together for me, you know, when I look at the line, because yeah, I mean, it's very difficult from what I've heard from other founders, like moving from like, you know, facial skin, like skincare products to like body. And I can definitely see how your experience plays in there. You know, that makes a lot of sense. And yeah, as far as acne goes, oh my God, that was my biggest like problem in high school. I feel like I never got to go to any dances because of it. Like I was always like self-conscious, you know, about that. So it's crazy to see how much we've like grown even since I was, you know, in high school. All right. So yeah,
well, I'm sorry we didn't have a body peel for you back then. Yeah. Or for me.
You're making up for it now, so that's okay. I've noticed on your page is the one that is for treating acne, you know, the high frequency acne device. Mm-hmm. I really want to learn from you about this one because I see it a lot on TikTok. Okay. And like I said, there's a lot of dupes out there. And I want you to talk about how to properly use devices like this. So for everyone listening, just to give you some context, the device, you know, I know all of you have seen this, you know, where on TikTok, the girl is putting the suction cup that's attached to a long pipe looking thing, you know, and they're putting it on their face. And that it's like, I don't understand what they're doing because, you know, according to what you have on your website, you're supposed to hold things away from your face for the frequency to penetrate. So I want you to talk about that. I mean, I'm going to.
Yeah. It's so interesting because I've been such a huge fan of high frequency for forever. And even before I had my product line fully out, I was would have my clients use it at home, the ones that had severe acne. So I've been talking about high frequency forever as well. And I don't know where all of a sudden it became a big trend, but high frequency is a really great device to use at home to control acne and oil production. What it is it's the glass tubes are argon gas. In an electrode, right? And so when the electrode hits your skin, it's basically generating oxygen or ozone. And so the bacteria will be killed in an oxygenated environment, and it's going to instantly calm the inflammation. So there's two different types of electrodes. There's argon, which is the violet ray, which is what we use for ours. And then there's the neon ones, which is orange. And those are, you know, supposedly great for anti-aging. I don't really, you know, we don't sell those. We only sell the violet ones. Well, we sell the orange cone one, but really focusing on the violet or the argon gas is what's really generating that oxygen to kill the bacteria and cause the inflammation. What's interesting about high frequency, you can put it directly on your skin. It's not as effective. If you pull it no more than a quarter inch away, so I always recommend people to use gauze, or you can fold a piece of tissue or even toilet paper, you know, and, you know, over, you know, a couple times. And number one, it's easier to maneuver, but most importantly, the further away from your face it is, up to about a quarter inch, probably not quite that far, maybe an eighth inch, it's going to penetrate deeper. So giving a little bit of space between the skin and the electrode, you're going to feel it zap a little bit more. So the one main thing that people really want to understand, though, is not more is not always better. So on a scale of 1 to 10, in terms of like a tingling sensation, you want to feel about a 5. So you don't want to crank it up too high, because you don't want to dry it out. Then you're going to compound the problem. You're going to, you know, you're going to wind up in an overproduction of oil, and you're going to dry out the pimple, and you're going to just kind of like be in a cycle. So that's one thing. And then another thing is you don't want to use it for too long in any given area or over your whole face, because you'll wind up in the same situation as drying it out too much. So like moderation is key here. It's safe to use it daily, but you know, again, you want about a 4 to 5 tingling sensation, no more than maybe 1 to 2 minutes in any given area, and 15 to 20 minutes, you know, for your whole face. And that'll do it for a day. And those are best practices. When you're done, take your isopropyl alcohol, spray it on the electrodes and the handle, put it back in the case, and you're set for your next use. And then one last thing I would say that's really important is when you're taking the electrodes out, I always like to either take a towel or use a tissue, and you want to wrap it around the glass electrode and pull straight out. This is going to, you know, they are glass electrodes. It's just going to be safest for you to cover it and protect your hand. And it's always good to pull it straight out, because sometimes if you're wiggling it around to get it out, it'll loosen the base, which is fine. You can unplug it and, you know, stick a screwdriver in there and tighten it, but it's, you know, it's just best to pull it straight out with a towel or something around it.
Yeah. It's like a light bulb. You want to pull a light bulb. That makes sense. Yeah. That makes total sense. I mean, I think it's a beautiful technology. I mean, I've always been very curious about it. I just found it to be so intriguing that you haven't mentioned on the website that you're supposed to hold it, you know, like you said, a little bit away from your face, because like I said, you know, everyone's like putting this on their face, and I'm like, what? I don't even know what
you can. It's just not going to be as effective, but it will work. We have two. We launched a new one that's a little portable one. It's using cold plasma technology, so it's the same. It's the same end result, but getting to it in a slightly different way. And those are pretty cool devices too. So they're portable, handheld, and they're charged with a USB. I think these are really great for people that kind of have the occasional pimple, that are gym goers, that are travelers. So depending upon the severity of your acne, you know, maybe which device you want, you may want both, or you may want to choose, you know, the portable one over the one with the electrodes.
Right. That makes sense. No, it totally makes sense. And I think it's, you know, it's good to invest in things that you can use on the go anyways, you know, especially with everyone so busy these days. And I'm a huge fan of any kind of technology for skin health, to be honest, because I think that really is the next frontier, you could say, for skin care. I think there's, you know, in terms of like topical products, yeah, they're wonderful. You know, we need the hyaluronic acids, and we need the, you know, the really nourishing things. But what do you think about that in terms of the balance between topical and like more device oriented care for the skin? Like, what's some advice you can give us?
So that's really the whole, you know, foundation of my brand is, you know, stacking is driving active ingredients deeper into the skin using tools. So they go hand in hand, right? And so if you're not using tools, you're probably missing out on a lot of benefits from all of these amazing scientific advancements that we've achieved in finding these active ingredients, right? And formulating them. But if they're not really penetrating into the skin well, then you're missing out on a lot. So using dermaplaning to slough off that dead outer layer is going to allow, you know, products to penetrate a lot better. Using a microneedling tool is going to drive products, you know, 80% deeper into the skin than you would if, you know, not using a tool. So if you're investing in your skincare and you're investing in these active ingredients and topicals, you know, to me, they go hand in hand. And that's really the foundation of the brand, right? Is like using tools to drive these active ingredients down and deeper to get maximum efficacy.
Wow. Yeah, no, it makes sense. That makes sense. And, you know, it really is about getting into the deeper skin layers. That's one of the things that I think keeps coming up, you know, every time I interview like a very science forward brand, you know, such as yours, it's always something that it just comes to the surface is this understanding that, you know, we do have that skin barrier, but then when you're really looking for results, you need to find, you know, safe yet invasive enough technologies to really fix the problem at the root cause. So I think that's very interesting.
And so, and the scientists are using different delivery vehicles, you know, within the formulations. And we certainly do that as well within our formulations, but then, you know, to further enhance that benefit, you can add the tools in and really drive them a lot deeper.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That makes total sense to me. Now, I just want to say, you know, you like have a lot of really, really great testimonials, you know, on your website. And that's something to me that I think really stands out because, you know, in today's industry, a lot of brands are like, well, you know, 95% of people said this helped them look whatever, right? And I want to get your take on that, because having such a science-backed brand and having such a technology-driven brand, how does that, like, for you when you're reporting results, right, to your consumers, like, how do you approach that as an entrepreneur? Because I want you to give some advice, because there's a lot of new brand founders in our listenership, and this is something that I feel is a very important topic, because, you know, research is being used to just, you know, they call it science washing nowadays, right? So it's like, it's just being used to like, say, just BS, you know, but yeah. I feel like what you're doing, which is showing before and after pictures, that's the truth, yeah. Right? There.
Well, I mean, we, you know, we have thousands of reviews on our website that are 5 stars. So I think that that's where the testimonials come in. And obviously our before and afters. And, you know, so that's where I really sort of hang my hat on. As a small self-funded entrepreneur, we really don't invest in clinical studies. It's a little limiting for us. I mean, it's just, you know, it's prohibitively expensive, but I think the proof is in the results, right? So we can visually see it. We have lots of before and afters. And like I said, we have tons and tons of 5-star reviews on our website of people saying how much they have seen, you know, a complete transformation in their skin by using our topicals and our tools. So, you know, I think, you know, if you're looking to get into the industry, which is, I guess, kind of a different subject, but, you know, really paying attention to what your customers are saying and, you know, making sure that you're developing, you know, products that are effective and, you know, people are coming back to buy because they're seeing that impact.
Right. That makes sense. Yeah. I think that that's really the key, is that you got to break products that people, they feel like it becomes a part of their daily life, you know, and that's something I think with the beauty industry, I find to be very special, because, you know, the products that we use on the daily aren't just, you know, for vanity reasons. They're things like self-care. They're almost, you know, you feel better after you use certain things that you trust. And I think that that aspect of consumerism is very, very intriguing to me. Because, you know, what makes people fall in love with something, right? It's like, and that's why, like, you know, all these things that I brought up in our conversation, I really want the listeners, I want everyone out there, you know, as consumers, I think we need to think about that, is what's going to make me really fall in love with something. And when we're making that list, and when you're making that list in your mind, like, you should be thinking about, okay, I want to buy a new device for my skin. What do I want this device to do? You know, how long do I want this device to past. What are the things that really matter? And that's what I'm hoping people can take away from our episode here. You know, it's like, when you evaluate your own needs for your health like that, it makes it so much easier to sift through all the BS. And there's a lot of it, you know, in the aesthetic and beauty industry. So,
you know, it's so interesting. It's something we've been talking about lately too, which is sometimes people don't realize that they have, like, maybe they don't realize that they have red skin or they have dark spots that they want to get rid of. They just kind of think like, oh, my skin doesn't look that great, but they can't really identify the problem. And so they don't really know how to figure out the solution.
That's true.
Makes sense.
No, it does. People, like, I did a masterclass. Well, I'm in the middle of it with Jen Marini, and she actually touched on this too. She was like, you know, a lot of people that have rosacea, for example, they don't even know they have they think it's acne. And it's like, that is exactly what you're saying, which is, you know, we don't know how to analyze our own skin, I feel like, anymore. It's like, you know, you look in the mirror and it's like, okay, you might have like a blush, right? Like that looks like you're naturally blushing, but how do you know that that's what that is versus like an inflammatory reaction that's taking place? You don't.
Exactly.
You
and
know,
so, and, I mean, and like, then you get into the like danger of like Googling stuff. You're like, just, you go down that crazy rabbit hole.
Let me start down how many of those coffee mugs I have that say your Google does not equate to my doctoral. Like, literally have one on every freaking desk I ever sit on. Because honestly, no, it's true. Like, Googling is the, like, just bane of my existence when it comes to like medical anything. And so I completely agree. And actually, you know what? This is a really great time to talk about you have a face oil on your website. It's the, I'm going to totally botch this up, but the Shionko.
Okay. It's a Japanese fermented oil that I'm upset. We've launched it in December and it's like an unsung hero. If you haven't tried it, we need to send it to you. It's absolutely amazing.
Please, please. Yeah.
No, have tell you used me. More. It?
No, I've never used it. I want you to tell us all about it. No, let me just say something though, because everyone on here knows that I love marula oil. So for me, marula oil has been an anti-inflammatory, but I'm guessing this is like 15 times better than that. So I want you to tell us why. Great.
So it's a fermented oil, which, you know, in essence means that it absorbs really, really nicely without leaving the skin greasy. So people that have like, we have people reviews that have people that have oily acne skin to people that have severe dry skin and just love this product for its anti-inflammatory benefits because it's got strong antioxidants in it. We formulated it with some actives that are anti-redness and some firming actives that just absorbs really nicely into the skin. I use this day and night. I cocktail it with my, after I put my SPF on, I then cocktail it with my tinted SPF during the day. And then at night I use it as my last step. It's just a really, really nice face oil that goes on smooth. I mean, you can, like, pretty much most people that use it, my girlfriends are all obsessed with it. I was just with them this past weekend and they were just like, they're all in love with it. And it's just a really nice face oil that that absorbs nicely, leaves your skin nice and glowing and really calms any kind of inflammation and redness.
That's so cool. I need to try that. You definitely need to send it to me because I am all about anti-inflammatory anything, because I mean, you know, I've had so many people, actually my friends, not even more so listeners, but friends, before I even started the podcast, they were like, oh my god, my skin is freaking out. And I remember thinking, like, at that time I only knew about marula oil because I knew that it worked, you know, for me, and I was like, you need to find oil that's anti-inflammatory and put it on your skin. And don't put any, just leave it, you know, just put the oil on, let's see what happens. So I'm glad that you actually have this. I mean, for everyone listening, definitely go check this product out if you're dealing with any kind of inflammation, or if you do procedures, this is great too, because you can put it on afterwards, right? You can put it on after procedures and it'll help you.
Yeah, 100%. And there's no like essential oils or anything in there. So, you know, it's just the fermented oil and some active ingredients, and you know, so it's great for post procedure. It's great for people that have, you know, like I said, you know, from acneic skin to dry skin to sensitive skin. It's a really, really nice product. I'm so glad people are starting to like oils, especially people that are more oily and acne prone are starting to learn that this is actually really good for their skin because it's non-comedogenic, meaning it's not going to clog your pores, but it's going to moisturize your skin. And what oils really do is they protect it and they seal it to prevent what, you know, is tool, which is transepidermal water loss. So, you know, by sealing the skin and preventing the water loss, you're really protecting your skin and keeping it hydrated. And that's one of the, you know, the best things that you can do. So you want to moisturize your skin, but then you also want to seal and protect it.
I love that. No. And also like, if for everyone listening, if you're looking for just like an easy go-to buy on the website, just go and buy the barrier repair stack. It's really, really good. It has the oil in it and it's got the cleanser, which is a prebiotic cleanser, and, you know, just two other items. And I feel like that's a great place to start. Like, I'm glad you have Barry, because like, honestly, like with more sophisticated lines, I think people get like a little confused, like, what should I buy? So this is a really, this looks like the perfect starter package for people who deal with inflammation or like, you know what I mean?
Just irritated skin. It really is. I mean, we've got that clay mask in there. That clay mask is also a really great product for people that are kind of just getting started, or it's a dual enzyme mask with Amazonian clay. And it also has a lot of hydrating and humectants in it. So it's like basically like a detox, exfoliant, and hydrating all in one. So it leaves your skin really nice and glowing. And right. So you can, all of those products together are great, using, you know, that prebiotic moisturizer, then applying the clay mask, using your the cleanser, then applying the mask, moisturizer, and face oil, and your skin will thank you for it. It's really great for people that are, oily acne, and also pregnant women. It's really safe for them. And a lot of times what they're dealing with is either dryness or hormonal breakouts. So this is a really safe, effective way to treat and add a dermaplaning tool into it. And that's, you know, for pregnant women, it's a really, really great lineup of products.
I'm seeing that a lot more too, Carrie. Have you noticed that people are coming out with like, oh, this is pregnancy safe and this is this, you know, but that's like, I feel like that's, you have to have a brand that's science backed to be able to say that. So
we've been doing that for a long time. About most, you know, there's a few things that, you know, they just have to stay away from, but, I used to treat, you know, I had a lot of pregnant clients. So it was always something that is in the forefront of my mind too, is, you know, what can we do to serve those women? Cause I think, you know, in those stages of your life, you want to feel beautiful and amazing. And if your skin is like, you know, not feeling great or looking great, it's, you know, it can be really frustrating. So a lot of times I had, you know, some of my clients would either be struggling with dryness or hormonal breakouts, and, you know, finding ways to treat their skin, that was safe and effective was really important.
No, that makes sense. It totally makes sense. And also, like, I know wedding season is coming up for a lot of female listeners. So yeah, that set, I really like that stack that you have, the barrier repair stack. I feel like we all need to get that. And then let's just, you know, give it a month. Let's see how, because I feel like redness is really one of the biggest problems. Like, I mean, you know, listeners email us and stuff, and it's usually always involving something that has to do with redness, you know, something that has to do. So yeah, for everyone listening, this is a really, really great option. I know a lot of you have emailed us about those kind of concerns. So definitely go check it out. Again, the website is stackedskincare.com. And the product I'm referring to right now, the pack, is the barrier repair stack, but everything on there, all the tools, everything is a great line. I mean it. So Carrie, thank you so much. This has been so wonderful, and you're awesome. I love talking to you.
Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. And thank you for all the kind words. It means a lot. And I will talk with you soon.
Yes, absolutely. And if you guys have any questions for Carrie's team, please leave them in the comments section or just email us and we'll pass them along to her team. But thank you guys so much for tuning in. Please don't forget to go onto Apple Podcasts or Spotify Podcasts and give us a 5-star rating and a review. It helps us so much, you guys, in terms of growth. So we would really appreciate that. Again, thank you so much. And I will be back next time.